Welcome to Dirt Bike Journey. I'm Dom.
So. And I'm Theo.
Hi Theo. So I'm Theo's stepdad. Theo's nine. And we're starting this podcast. It'll mainly be Theo's podcast. I'm just helping him get it started. The reason is because Theo's just about to get into dirt bikes. So we thought there could be other people with similar journeys and we can try and help them out. So we'll cover a few tips. This will just be like an intro episode. So I've asked Theo to do some research sort of on electric bikes or brands, which bikes would be suitable for someone his age, like a nine-year-old. And then we'll go from there. So Theo, obviously, what bikes have you had a look at?
I think Yamaha. And KTM. And yeah. Kawasaki.
You've got picked all the easy ones to say. Yeah.
They're quite good companies. I think they're obviously quite famous. I think KTM has a lot of haters, like people saying like they're gonna blow up and all that stuff. But honestly,
do you know why that is or not?
No, I don't know.
So again, that's more stuff we can research, and it'll be handy to find out for other people, like why they potentially go wrong, or even if they do go wrong. And obviously, so we went to an event last weekend that was hosted by Raw Enduro. We're up near Ripon, and that was at Ellington Banks. It was a two-day event. We popped along on the Sunday and sort of had a good look, and you think that that's what you want to go down, isn't it? The Enduro side of things.
Yeah.
As opposed to what, like trials or motocross? You don't want to do trials?
No.
Why not? Why don't you do it? Just not interested?
No, I'm not really interested in trials and stuff.
Right, okay. So what about like motocross?
I think motocross is a bit too much. Like,
yeah.
Motocross is where you start like putting yourself at risk.
Yeah, well, my old boss years ago, he was into motocross, and I think he now walks with like a bit of a limp just from where I think he busted his leg and his hip from quite a bad fall. So obviously there's still risk doing enduro, but I suppose the risks are a lot lower, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because you're not flying over massive high jumps and doing all that, so that's good. So obviously this will just be like a short episode where we just sort of give you an intro as to what we want to get into, but we're looking to do a few interviews with some riders. Obviously we'll get an Instagram page set up so we can post the podcast links there. We're hoping to host on Podbean, so it should go on to all the main apps. We'll be looking at top tips as well that we can sort of cover for people. So you've sort of mentioned a few brief ones here. And obviously, bear in mind, you've sort of only ridden like a dirt bike once or twice, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you're new to it. Yeah. So this is as much for us as it is for other people, for like learning. So what tips have you noticed?
I think a good tip is you need to know when to stand up on the bike and why. So when is before maybe you're going up a little bit of an obstacle or uphill or something, because it can put a lot less weight on the bike as well as control and suspension on it.
Yeah, okay. So obviously, because I suppose you're using your legs as part of the suspension as well.
Yeah.
And when you go up and when you land as well, cushioning the blow, not like you did on your push bike the other day. Where you went up and had a bit of an off and squashed your balls. But
don't mention that.
It's to avoid that. That's fine. So it's all part of it. People like a good story. And then we've got like electric bikes written down on our notes. What are your thoughts on them? I think they're quite popular from what we've heard, like in the trial bike community.
I don't like electric bikes.
But you don't like them. What are you basing that on? Just the fact they don't make a noise, or?
Yeah. I hate the noise of electric bikes.
Well,
they're awful. It hurts my ears.
Well, they just whine, don't they? It's just. Probably a bit we'll cut out. So they just don't make the roar of like a sort of internal combustion engine. And then in terms of your first bike, what sort of size bike do you think you need? Like what engine size do you think, like 125, is that going to be too much or 100?
Probably 140cc.
What bikes have you seen that have got that size engine?
Well, there's I don't know if you've seen it, but it's the 1010... 125R, 125cc,
right.
86 centimetre dirt bike.
And okay.
It is 14 and up and it's got manual gears, but I think that...
Is that not a 125cc then, rather than 140?
It's 125, yeah, but that's still quite fast.
Powerful. Yeah, that's very powerful.
For a first bike, that's still fast.
I mean, as well, what would be interesting to know, obviously, would be good to maybe see if we can hire a bike for you, because obviously it's a big purchase to buy one without sort of having a bit of practice and knowing which one that you like and which one feels nice for you.
Yeah.
So if there are sort of any places that people can recommend, that they can sort of message us and let us know if there are any sort of nationwide or local places, sort of North Yorkshire we're based, that can offer sort of a hire service, or, so we can just basically try before you buy. I think that would be quite good. And then obviously there's the kit side of things that we need to go over. You've written yourself a list, or you're compiling a list of what kit you need in terms of obviously safety stuff.
Yeah, I think I've got the entire kit written down, actually.
Yeah, and then obviously we're just... So you've got everything you need to buy to get you going, you think? Like the helmet, gloves...
Boots, body armour.
Yeah, obviously
gloves,
the bike itself.
Helmet,
yeah.
Goggles.
Yeah, brilliant. So that sounds good. And then it's just... I suppose we need to know how much money we'll need to put aside for spares, because obviously what we're doing, we're sort of using this as a good exercise for Theo to save money, so we set him up a GoHenry account. So he sort of understands the value of money and, you know, what things cost, rather than just asking for a bike. So he will be working for it. And obviously we thought the podcast could be a good potential way to sort of raise awareness and even earn like a few pound doing a Patreon we'll set up as we start building traction on it. We've got quite a few interviews we'd like to do as well, various riders. And I think as well it would be quite interesting to maybe get different people from the actual companies that make the bikes and make the kit.
Yeah.
That'd be good to interview them.
Get
and
in touch with them.
Yeah, and see what they say about stuff. Because obviously they're going to suggest their brand, but it'd be good to know what they feel their strengths are for that brand and things, you know, whether it's, you know, their price point or the quality of the gear.
Yeah.
Excuse me, just having a slurp of my coffee. But yeah, there's plenty we can go down. So this is just a very brief episode just to introduce us. Like I say, I'm Dom, and Theo, it'll mainly be Theo's podcast. I'm just helping him get set up, build a bit of traction, and then we'll get him off and we'll do sort of interviews during the events. So it's what we're on now, Sunday, the end of April 2023. So this will be our first episode. We'll get it edited and then get it live.